Chapter 3. 20 minutes later, I sat in Grant's truck, clutching a cup of coffee from his thermos. Old String's house, a charred tumble of boards and shingles in front of us. Only two partial walls stood, with a section of roof slanting down over them, accidentally forming a small remnant of a room. These remains looked as if they could collapse with the next gust of wind. The firemen replaced their equipment and prepared to go back to Levi. An ambulance had already taken away the pitiful figure I had found in the yard. Grant put his arm around my shoulders.
"You're shaking so much you're going to spill your coffee."
Taking a deep breath, I gulped the steaming brew and nodded. My teeth chattered as if I had a chill. Nothing at the moment could ease the image of that lifeless body lying on the ground.
"That poor devil on the ground, I've never seen him around town. He may have been a vagrant, a homeless person who took shelter in the shack last night,"
Grant muttered, watching the fire truck turn around.
"But who killed him, and why? I'm guessing whoever did it tried to burn down the house with the guy inside, but if that's the case, he stumbled out before he went up in flames. Or maybe it was lightning."
Grant, he may have been a vagrant, but I'm pretty sure I've seen him. I'm not certain. He looks so different, dead, but I think he's the person who came to our door last night during the storm.
Grant frowned. "He came to your house?"
I downed more coffee. "Someone knocked on our door while the storm was at its worst. When Mom let him in, he took a good look at her, then bolted back into the rain. It was like he recognized my mother. She thought he looked familiar too, but couldn't figure out why." Swallowing the last drop and replacing the plastic cup over the thermos, I turned toward Grant. "Are you sure he was murdered? Maybe he fell on something. Could it have been an accidental death?" Even as I asked, I feared the answer. I had the feeling Grant's thoughts were far from the fire truck as he gazed at its slow trek down the road toward Levi.
"I'll have Doc McCauley give me his verdict," he said. "But I think he was murdered, Darcy. That man did not die of a heart attack. He wasn't burned in the fire. I didn't see anything he might have fallen on. Besides, he was lying on his back. That wound wasn't a gunshot, but from the look of things, I'd say the murder weapon was something sharp. Something at close range."
Shutting my eyes, I tried to swallow the sick feeling that rose in my throat. Seeing again the bloody shirt and the man's staring eyes and gaping mouth, who would hate another person enough to do that to him? A sharp rap on the side of the truck jarred my eyes open. Grant's deputy, Jim Clendon, poked his arm through the window.
"Say, I just found this near the house. The fireman stepped on it and smashed it into the mud, but it don't look like it's been there long."
He handed a knife to Grant. It was a pocket knife, a common variety except for one thing, lettering on the side that proclaimed it to be a promotional item from a local builder. My breath caught in my throat. I had seen a knife similar to that not too long ago. Pat Harris's son Jasper had one like it. For that matter, so did I, but mine was still in the gun drawer at home. Jasper's was unique in that some of the letters on the side of his knife were missing. The visible ones, C, H, M, S, recently helped guide us to a killer. These same letters were on the handle of the knife Jim found. Grant's face hardened. I knew that he remembered Jasper's knife, too. Jasper was a loner, a young man who liked to roam through the woods. He would never harm anyone, I was sure of it, but he was different, a little odd, and lots of people did not understand that. In addition, Jasper had the unhappy tendency to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. When Ben Ventress was killed, Grant had suspected Jasper at first. And then, Andrea Worth's disappearance. Jasper had known a lot about that. Grant's voice was grim.
"Are you able to drive, Darcy? If not, I'll run you home and Jim can follow."
"I can drive," I said. My voice sounded shaky to my own ears. "I need to tell Mom about this before she hears it on the news."
"Or from Pat Harris?"
Grant asked quietly. I nodded. or from Pat.